This report explores the effect of concrete block crisis and the long-term mortgage arrears crisis. So both of these issues have been widely highlighted and examined separately before, but what this report actually does is focus specifically on households experiencing both issues at the same time. And it draws on real client data, real client experiences, and the impact it's having on those affected households.
Yeah, and so you're saying defective concrete and mortgage arrears nearly causing like a perfect storm, nearly of some sort.
Absolutely. So for many households, mortgage arrears have arisen as a direct consequence of living in a defective home, a home that's affected by defective concrete blocks. And without coordinated solutions, the families affected remain stuck between a defective house and an unsustainable mortgage. And one of the main recommendations of this report is to consider establishing a defective concrete block remediation and resolution agency to provide information, oversee the remediation process, address mortgage sustainability in a joined up way, which hasn't been done before.
Yeah, and of course, that might be a more long-term thing, but what do you think could be done in the short term to maybe lead to concerns of people that are kind of falling behind on their mortgages maybe?
Well, in the short term, they should contact ourselves in MABS for that support with late stage mortgage arrears. And that goes for anybody, whether their property is affected by defective concrete block or not. But also there is a short term recommendation in the report, and that is to review the Consumer Protection Code and the Code of Conduct for Mortgage Arrears to specifically reference defective concrete block households and provide for treatment of those affected as vulnerable customers. So the Consumer Protection Code is for review in the coming months, and the report recommends that the Central Bank of Ireland would look at those households that are affected by defective concrete block as vulnerable customers so that the banks could treat them accordingly.